When you study a new language, the most interesting words are the ones that have no real equivalent in your original language. Those words give you an insight into the mindset of the language. And in Pali, one of those words is anumodana. We don't really have a word for that in English. The closest might be congratulations. But the feeling of anumodana is a little bit different. It's an expression of rejoicing in the goodness of other people. So what does that mean, that we don't have this word? We don't have this word in English. We have a very jealous society. People are very competitive. If someone else does something well, there's that feeling that you've been lessened by their achievement. Which, when you think about it, is extremely petty. It's one of the reasons why it's good to develop an attitude of anumodana, is to overcome that pettiness. Say on a day like today, Songkran, lots of people came and helped. There was a lot of people doing work of various kinds, practicing generosity. And even though it was like a storm came whipping through the monastery and then left very quickly, still they left behind some good things. And so we should try to cultivate an attitude of anumodana for what they've done. This attitude opens the heart. You see other people doing good, and it's a good thing. After all, what do we have in the world if people don't do good? We've got news in the newspapers. When you see people doing good, you realize that the human race is not all lost. And all the different people have different ideas about what it means to do good. The fact that they want to do good is something that should be encouraged. That's one of the reasons why the Buddha had the monks learn how to chant anumodana for people who gave donations, to encourage people in doing good. Not necessarily to encourage them to come back and give more, but just encourage them in the qualities of generosity, qualities of virtue, developing goodwill. These are things that should be encouraged. Because we all benefit. After all, the practice is one where we're not in competition with one another. And if someone else is practicing really well, it gives energy to the people around them. So it's good for those people around them to appreciate the goodness of other people. The word anumodana is closely related to the word mudita, empathetic joy. They come from the same root. And again, it's interesting, it's not quite an English word that's right for mudita. We're happy for people for their happiness. Of the different Brahmaviharas, this is kind of the poor stepsister, the one who doesn't get much press. People talk a lot about goodwill, a lot about compassion, a lot about equanimity. Empathetic joy gets pushed off. Yet it's an important attitude to be able to develop. You see other people doing good. Not only that, but they're also reaping the results of having done good. There's no reason for jealousy. There's no reason for resentment. As the Buddha once said, you see someone else who has wealthy with all the possible types of good fortune you could imagine. He said, remind yourself, you've been there too. This is nothing new. This is nothing you've never attained. You've been there before. And you lost it. And you've been there again, and you lost it again many, many times. And you'll probably be there again. don't leave samsara beforehand. So the question is, why be jealous? Why be resentful? Do you want other people to be jealous and resentful of you when you enjoy good fortune? Well, not really. We'd all like to be in that kind of world where, you know, at the end of a romantic movie, when the couple finally gets together and everybody is so happy for them, people applaud. It doesn't really happen that much in this world. All too often people are jealous of other people's good fortune. You see them happy and you feel reduced by their happiness, which is silly. Here's happiness free for the asking. All you have to do is be happy for them. So when you see someone else practicing well, someone else engaging generosity, virtue, meditation, you see somebody ordaining, be happy for them. You've been there before. You know it's a good thing. So other people have it. Well, it doesn't make you less that you don't have it at the moment. The opportunity will come again. And as I said, you'd like to have other people happy for you when you enjoy good fortune. So give them some generosity in this way. Because if you can't be happy for other people's happiness, then it's hard for you to really be happy too. It's like stinginess. We tend to think the Buddha encouraged people to be frugal, and he did, but not to the point of stinginess. When he said one of the benefits of wealth is that you get to enjoy it. And he criticized people who don't know how to enjoy their wealth. Because basically you feel bad about enjoying things. And if you feel bad about enjoying things, then how are you going to feel good about other people enjoying things? How are you going to want to make other people have joy? The mind just shrivels up, the heart shrivels up with an attitude like that. So to nourish the heart, it's good to learn how to take some joy in the wealth that you've got, take some joy in the goodness of other people, take some joy in the good fortune of other people. That nourishes the heart. Remind yourself that happiness is a good thing. After all, the practice of Dharma is a practice for the sake of happiness. You know, the ultimate happiness, nirvana, doesn't depend on other people. The path is nourished by the goodwill of other people, by the empathetic joy of other people. So we can help one another along the path in this way. As we go through the Brahma Viharas, take good note of empathetic joy. As we go through the day and the monks give the anamodana, realize they're rejoicing in your goodness, reminding you that it is a character trait that deserves rejoicing. This gives nourishment to our practice, and this is one of the ways in which we can help one another along instead of dragging one another down. One of the things that keeps the devas up in the heavens is that they learn how to rejoice in the goodness of human beings. One of the things that keeps the Brahmas in the Brahma worlds is that they've learned how to rejoice in the goodness of others. So here's a way of lifting the state of your mind. And it's all free. There are people around who are happy, so be happy for them. There are people around who are being good, be happy for their goodness. It's free energy. And take as much of that free energy as you want.